Y'all got some questions?
Oh, that would be good.
What, a quick questions episode?
Yeah.
They got questions up in there in that chat?
Not to put you on the spot, but we're going to need, not today, but soon, we're going to need DC.
You see them retired from doing questions, huh?
I just been sad, man, when the group...
We've been practicing our, you know?
I'm going to bring it back.
I put a roll on that arm.
The next time we film, I'm going to give y'all two or three.
Oh, no, let's just do one. No, I don't put that much.
I've been retired for a while. I got to come back. I retire. If you notice, I got when we lost the fifth member, when we lost Michael out of the Jackson 5...
It was a tough day.
It was a tough day we all had to endure.
You know what upsets me? Uh-huh. This is what upsets me about it.
Go ahead, tell me.
The fact that Tony left.
Oh, wow.
And Kev still do it. He be having a great time. Oh, Kev, this is hilarious. Oh, the best. What's the best cereal milk? I'm like, y'all having a good ass time.
Cereal milk?
Y'all having a good ass time.
The best cereal milk.
And here we are just watching them. You know?
I thought you were going to say how.
I didn't know you were going there.
I thought you were going to say how.
That's the bitter girlfriend.
People watch Tony's page, but every episode, they're like, where's Tony?
That is insane. That's still being asked. That's crazy.
Are y'all cool? We're on Tony's page.
It's like watching your girl leave you, and then she go with somebody else, and you're like, I've never been so in love in my life.
And he do the same exact thing you do. You're like, oh, man.
I've never been loved like this before. And I'm just watching it. You never love. I give you everything. I gave you the best years of my life. How could you do this?
You know, it's funny. Tony's probably going to pop
in. This is around the time when Tony taps in. He knows exactly when Chad is talking shit.
You just left, and then you parade this bitch in front of me. My family, if you're making a fool of me.
That's hilarious.
Why'd you do I loved you.
Chad's a villain, bro.
We were happy. You were happy.
You know, it's funny. We're going to see Kev with Detroit stuff on.
Nigga, that would be so funny, bro.
No one has any questions for
us?
We're
back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
I'm sick of this, DC.
A gunshot. We didn't even do that last
episode. That was
episode.
Good.
No, it wasn't.
No, that sounded...
Like, you're not even trying.
That sounded like some shit fire. Shaq would criticize.
This was Shaq's hating on.
Yeah, that right there.
All right, do it again. All right, tell me. I thought I did it good.
No.
Okay, I'll try.
I thought you did it good. Different.
Craig do it good.
I won't say it was bad, but it was different. I see where you was going.
I thought it was cool.
You put a little Caribbean in it. Oh no! When you did it over,
it's worse.
It's just I'll be waiting for it.
I ain't giving y'all my talents no more.
That's good.
The last time y'all get my talents.
You can go with Tony and Kev.
He'll do it over there with
just doing all kind of shit. Why are you taking a shirt off? Oh no! I got really into it.
You're menage a trois over there.
I got really into it.
You're coming off as kind of bitter, Chaz.
I'm a bitter ex right now.
Tony says he's going to come back and do a guest spot, I think, one of these days.
But, I mean, that is more of his... That list shit is right up his alley.
Oh, that's
him.
Sure.
That's him all day list.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, man. He gets a kick out of that.
Who was that back in the day that used to do Mike Vaughn? Remember Mike Vaughn?
Yeah.
Mike Vaughn. Give me your Teflon, man. That's all he would do. Every
that's how he
conversation,
too.
Bro. It don't matter what. Okay, give me your Teflon hats, man.
I hope he's doing good.
He started doing, like, I talked to him a couple years ago. Just like, what is Mike Vaughn up to? And I hit him up, and he was doing, like, he was working, like, a job. But good. It was going well, though.
Good. Oh, good job.
Mike Vaughn.
Mike had this joke I liked a lot. I don't want to say it out loud, but Mike was
I don't even know if he's doing stand-up anymore.
Dang.
How many people did we lose that, like, stopped doing stand-up?
Quite that wait, what do you consider losing? If they get a job?
Not, like, they didn't die or nothing, but
they just don't do comedy
anymore.
They just
stopped.
No, I mean, did they get a job? Or
just got like, out the business?
Is it weird to name people?
I mean, I don't want to go through the list. Yeah. I can't remember everyone right now, but it's been a lot.
Mm-hmm. I can.
I mean, I can think of a lot of people. But
he was out in these streets.
PB Smiley, yeah.
Yeah, just seen him. Not
we
too
seen
long
him in Vegas.
Ago. Yeah,
what's he doing?
Miss him out on the streets.
Not jokes.
I don't know. Yeah, he didn't ask for a guest that night. So
yeah,
what's his name?
PB Smiley.
PB Smiley. He's great. He was right. You would. He probably stopped right when you moved here.
Mm. Used to run this spot down in Sunset
Grill.
Yep.
That's when Marlon started.
Yeah.
That was good times.
It's good times.
Mike Vaughn.
Yeah, it's a lot.
When
people stop me,
that was a long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
Did Jamario stop or was he just chilling?
Jamario from McLean?
Was that Jamario? Was that who was that?
Only Jamario I know. Ain't nobody talking about Jamario. Yeah,
then it wasn't Jamario. Was it Hamburger? Or was it?
Oh, Hamburger.
Hamburger. Okay.
Yeah, I think he stopped.
He stopped?
Yeah, because he was. Where was we at?
We're in Texas. We were in Texas when he was there.
Yeah, and I didn't recognize him until he said Hamburger. And I thought, yeah.
I was like, you don't know Hamburger?
I'm sorry, man, but let me get you to the back if you want to. I understand why people stop.
For sure.
I get it.
I get it. I'm like, yo. And on any level of any entertainment, what we do in the entertainment business is tough.
I don't get it.
Why people quit? This is hard, bro.
Because it's
This is different. You don't. This is why it's different, Craig. Because you got to come in a really good situation.
I've gone years without working,
but still
not many. But
still,
I've gone.
Craig's like, not a lie.
When my wife and kids was on for
a semester,
I had a semester.
When I was driving my uncle's Range Rover when I was 13.
Man, I was sitting in a little spot.
2 months without a jacuzzi. Do you know what that feels like, Chaz?
I'm saying.
Craig said, I don't get it.
No. Like when we were talking on the last episode, some people are still trying to hoop. And you're like, yo, do you ever give up on a dream?
Yeah.
I know other people could try to talk you out of it.
I get people giving up, though. I get it. Like, you bang your head against this wall that ain't moving. You know, I get it.
Could you see a
life more bad days
comedy?
Than good days?
I can't, but I understand somebody else quitting.
I'm saying, even if it wasn't going, like, it's steadily climbing.
I don't know. Some people weren't climbing at all.
I'm saying, if it wasn't, do you still get the enjoyment out of going up on stage?
I don't know, man.
Does it change from, I'm going to give this set now, but they're going to pay me, so I'm going to just go whoosh.
I knew
when I first started doing it, I was like, I'm doing this for until I die.
Yeah, my first open mic I ever did, I was like, no matter what, this is it.
Yeah. I was like, if I get paid or not, I'm doing this.
What I saw, which I don't know if people look at, is that it's the same as talking about basketball last episode, is like there's this different career paths you can take if it's like not stand-up. But comedy, there's a lot of different jobs inside of comedy. Inside of television and movies, there's a lot of different jobs, but if it's like, oh, I want to be the biggest comedian, that's just hard, dog. It's just so hard. And actually, it's hard, but it's probably easier than ever now to make a living off of.
You say it's easier now or harder?
Yeah, because there's
more avenues.
Yeah, there's more avenues to get your name out there to make money. You don't need to get picked.
You don't need the industry.
Yeah, you don't need it. You don't even need to go sell tickets because people can make money off of people coming to you and subscribing and all these other avenues, you know. So I'm like, you may not be the biggest.
I think that money
runs out fast.
I'm
seeing a lot of those
about
cats.
Building.
Yeah, they.
Yeah,
let
building.
Me get to the stand up.
Yeah.
I get that. What I'm saying is that they're not going to not make money off of, they can keep doing YouTube and make money, right? You can keep doing it.
Maybe, but if they're not doing well, we're saying they're not doing well.
Yeah. What I'm saying, if you're not doing well on YouTube, different thing than me just saying that there's other avenues to take. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, there's different worlds.
That's the not giving up approach.
But it's the not giving up approach. Yes. You might have to pivot. It's like, you know what? But there's some people, man, who are not great at stand-up, but they're great at improv, and they're great at sketch writing, mm-hmm. and you're really good writers. And some people find out that they're good producers. You know what I mean?
And some people write good jokes they just can't perform.
And
that's
really,
big facts.
That's 100%.
I know some great writers, but I'm like, you're not good on stage.
Yeah, you hear them be like, that joke sounds funny. Let me see you do it. Then they do it, be like, that don't sound like what you just told me.
This joke would be better from somebody else.
And I'm like, if I did that shit, I would have murdered that bitch. Like, that's what I hate when I see a really good joke and they didn't do it right. Like, that shit be making me so mad. Because I'm like, you're wasting
so much
this fantastic joke that you wrote and you're not doing it right.
This is genius.
You suck.
I don't get why it don't work. It's you, bro.
It's you, dog. Sometimes I see a joke that will work. And then they won't do it again. I'm like, yo, that shit.
Yeah,
I was just playing. Whoa.
We'll
play
again.
That shit was.
Yeah, run it again.
You know, I see CP throw jokes away. Like, he'll do it, kill. And then I'll look again and I'll see him. I'm like, I haven't seen him do that joke in a long while.
Well, you get caught up in other jokes that you're doing and you know, you thought you had one, and then another one come, you fall in love with that. You're like, ooh, I want to work on it. And you really mm-hmm. build that out, and then you forget about stuff. There's so much shit I forget about. And then I'll look through my notes and be like, what the hell was this? I don't even know what this was. Like, I don't even
either
know.
Go, what was this? Or, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll bring it back, and then.
So when you record your set, do you listen to it that night? Or you might just be like, I have it just in case I want to remember. I'll be like, oh, what day was that?
I only go back if I can't remember, like, a part that I, like, if I know, let's say I got on stage that night and I'm doing a joke that I already do, but I added some pieces, mm-hmm. I'll go back and listen to remember what I added to it, because I've been doing it this way for this long, and oh, I found some more shit in it. But as far as just listening to my sets, if it's just a set I already knew, I'm not listening to that shit. I delete that shit.
It depends what I'm prepping for. Like, if I'm prepping for something, I'm like, oh, I gotta do this. Let me find out. Like Tian said, how did I say it? The tone I said it in, or what happened?
Because it really worked this time. So what did I do different that, you know? But just listening to my sets all the time? Absolutely not.
I love listening to my sets.
Hey, you ever give any of your jokes from your set away? As far as, because you write. So have you ever been away? Like, you put it in a scene?
Oh, in a I've different done that. Way. I've also given jokes to comedians also. I've also been like, yo, man, you know what worked great for you? That's like, don't work great for me. I've done that. Because some things, I'm like, this is funny, but I'm not going to be able to do this. This is not part of my real life or something I thought about. I'm like, this is like, but I've definitely put stuff in scenes. I still do the joke, though.
Because you know how to manipulate it. To be like, all right.
And you may not ever see this episode. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm still doing this joke. That's happening.
Yeah, but doing it for too long and it not working out for you, I understand why, like, especially if you're not having fun. If you don't really love it in the first place, that would be the only reason to kind of quit. If you don't love it. But if you love it and in love with it, I don't see it unless you got,
I don't think
like,
a lot of
families.
People were in love with it, though.
Yeah, you got to be in love with this business.
I think they just did it. But for me, I don't quit just because, like, one, I don't have no plan B. And two, like, I mean, since I was a kid, I said I was going to do sports or entertainment. Like, I already knew that. But three, I don't have, like, I don't approach anything with, like, I'm going to fail. Like, I'm like, this is going to work out. Like, I'm a very positive thinker when it comes to that. Even when I get frustrated or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm like, nigga, I'm a winner. Like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to win. Like, I don't have a, it's not in the car. Nah, nigga, I'm gonna do this.
And this comes to a point where, like, it's the language you speak now. Like, I wouldn't even know how to act around y'all if I wasn't doing it no more and y'all was still doing it. And I'm watching y'all on TV and stuff, and I'm just hanging out in the green room and y'all just sold out a show and I'm just there.
Look at old Quitter over here.
Right, exactly. I'm going to be like,
I remember I had to take it up a notch because I seen when Foo was doing stand-up, and he wasn't like the successful stand-up, but he was going and he would do anything. He would go Postmates, he would Uber, he would do any of this just so he could get on that stage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I could see if you got on that stage and you killed every night and you did all that, but to do all that and then still be working on your shit, I was like, I gotta step it up.
He loved it.
Fool was in love with comedy.
Yeah.
Cause
he just kept doing it.
I would have quit.
Every time I was Seafood, we were at the bottom of the bottom spots. Like that Vine, it was open mic on Vine, called I forgot what it's called, something cafe.
You're talking about
right on Vine. I would always see him there, and it was a four.
You're talking about PB?
No, not that one. No, it was another mic.
Griddle?
Not the Griddle.
No, Bliss.
Bliss Cafe.
I was coming. I was like, hold on, I got this.
Bliss Cafe was like,
wait, which one was that?
It was right on Vine.
Keon came late.
He used to be at the coffee shop on Magnolia and Lancashire.
That one I know.
That little last one across the street from Ralph's.
24, right?
No,
it was
across from Ralph's.
That was Jackson McQueen spot.
What was
Amsterdam?
Amsterdam
Cafe.
I liked that one though.
Amsterdam was fun
because of Jackson. That's how I got a lot of love. Because when he would leave, I would fill in and host there, and that was really big for me to be able to get into other spots because
everyone was coming.
Everybody was coming there. Uh-huh. That was the biggest thing that really let me I started meeting everybody. People, yo, come do my show. I was like, oh, that was great.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
I was like, oh, the power was in hosting. Yeah, I was always thinking. I was still thinking about, like, you opened a lot of doors for me just host filling in for a few weeks. If you're living in the same world I am right now, that's crazy. Everything's upside down. It's tough out there. It's tough. It's hard. Everything's expensive. It is hard out here, man. If you guys need some help like me, I didn't know how to invest early on. So do yourself a favor. Let them take care of it, man. Get yourself Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is,
You don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutos. Or minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diverse portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. When I was first trying to learn how to invest, it's so much jargon I don't know. I don't know what a split is. I can't even tell you something. I don't even know the jargon words to say right now, but it's very confusing. So having Acorns, something like that, that just lets you put your own portfolio. I had to learn that word. It takes up all the different businesses. I had to learn and read all this stuff individually because I had no idea what I was doing. But Acorns breaks it all down, puts some money in it for you. Anything that you spend on is going to take that change and just put it into your investment account. So it's literally just taking everything that you ain't spending and puts it in an account for you to invest in, man. How easy is that? You're not reading the NASDAQ. You're not looking at a bunch of papers with numbers rolling by trying to figure out where your money's going. Acorns tells you everything and breaks it down for you. So sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/issues, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosure at acorns.com/issues. Issues.
There was one open mic in NoHo that was across from 24 Hour Fitness, or like adjacent to it. So it was right on that street. You know, 24 by the...
Not the...
And it was in, a little coffee shop.
Oh, you're talking about...
I forgot what
Good
it was called,
Nights. It used to be called Good Nights.
Good Night Bar was a bar.
So not Good Nights Bar. So it's right next door to like that
Indian restaurant. It's right on the corner. It's right on the corner. It's like a long coffee shop.
I know exactly what you're talking about. So there was a party there before. Someone threw like a party
there.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was called.
It's called like Skinny's.
I know where Skinny's is.
I think it's there. So this is legit across, right next door to, it looks like that hookah lounge.
I remember this. From
I can't remember what it's called.
I remember a show out of there. I don't remember a mic though.
I remember Mike. Keenan was the one I would go to mics with because I didn't know. Yeah,
Keenan was in everything.
Keenan was the mic.
The mic god.
So I was like, where
Baker
are we going?
Baker was a mic god too, though.
Yeah.
Tony?
I felt like Keenan was the open mic god because he knew every single
every
one.
Mic, bro. That's why he knew all these like white comedians and shit. Yeah. He was like, I was always at the mic.
He was.
Because he would be like, I got this one going. I'd be like, all right, I didn't know where it was.
Yeah. Tony was just at everything.
Yeah.
Mics, no mic shows. Yeah. I was like, it had to be three of this cat, dog, because he was everywhere.
Yeah, the mics.
But imagine doing it bombing. If I went to hoop,
right.
If I went to hoop and everywhere I went, I just got dunked on and my shit blocked and I'm still like, hey,
well,
I'm a dude.
That's the same
that's
thing, bro.
Saying. Some of these people are resilient.
A
they
lot
keep
of them,
going.
Yeah, and they keep going.
That's when you
they
become
they
a coach.
Accidentally get better.
And I'm like, I don't know how you, good for you.
You start becoming a coach. You know what play would work if I had your ability? Come left swing,
them
right?
Them mics, especially in LA, them mics is brutal. Yeah, like at terrible. Home, our mics, they had crowds, the comics
Pat,
were supportive.
You doing like 10, 12
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, the comics are laughing and shit. These mics out here in LA,
these mics out here, they taking stuff away from you don't even want. You're like, yeah. I don't want to be here anyway. Y'all making me tell me right. I can't go up.
You know what I used to do though? So remember those lottery mics, right?
Uh-huh.
I would put in two names. I would put in my name and then I would put in Teddy. And whoever they called, I would just go up.
I'm him.
But
yeah.
I would never wait that long. He would be there for hours. I was like,
just to get up.
And you have
bro.
To pay at some of them.
Then I'd be like, oh, Chaz must have left. Hey,
you
what's
didn't go
up,
to the you have to pay?
You know me, baby.
The haha used to charge.
I'm like, I ain't going for that day.
Sure did. I charge you $5 and give you a beer.
They give you a beer.
Yeah, they give you a beer.
You got there on a good day.
$5 and you get a beer and you get to go on stage.
But you know me, when I was first here, I was just running home all the time.
Me too.
I was like, all right, y'all doing these? I'm going home to make some money and do some shows.
Funny, I'm going to go get a real crowd.
Yeah, I'm going home. Until somebody, I forgot who it was, that stopped me in a comedy store. And they was like, nigga, you going to be here or you going to be here? And I was like, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, you either going to be here or you not, bro. And I was like, I got to go home and make money, bro. And
see, I get the repetition part of going to open mics, but at LA open mics, there's no crowd. It's other comics.
It's terrible.
It's not even
actors,
about that, honestly.
And then everybody's not even doing stand-up
it was fine.
At the
now,
open
it was
mic.
Fine if your boys is there, because they could punch up your shit. Yeah. They could tag. They was engaged. They was paying attention. Like Marty's was probably the funnest one for me, but them other ones,
good and terrible. But it was way more about getting in the scene because my man Todd Thomas, shout out to Todd Thomas. I didn't know where all the comics were. I would go to like the big ones, and Todd was like, "You need to go to where the niggas are." And he started showing me with the mics, and that's when I met everybody. And I was like, "I didn't know there was a whole nother
black world of comedy.
Very segregated.
Yeah. And there was a black comedy circuit, and I didn't know that. And but that's how I got to meet everybody. So it was way more about, and you know who books me more than anybody ever? Is other comedians. Mm-hmm. I got way more love from anything than another comedian than some booker wouldn't even talk to me unless another comedian gave you the green light. You know what I mean?
And, and in the open mic rooms, the way you get out the house, you're like, okay, if I'm out at 4 p.m., mm-hmm. where am I going next? It's right. 5. I'm not going to go back home at 5, right. 7, right. 8. Now you're at the Comedy Store 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. And, you know, networking, politic, and hanging with people. Like Chad say, building those relationships.
Lifelong, baby. Uh-huh. You know?
I wish I was better at networking then. I'm better at it now. I wasn't good at it then.
I was trash at it. I'm still trash at it. I hate being outside.
Yeah. I'm better at it now.
I don't want no one to talk to me.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, talking to me.
But now I see people I ain't seen in so long. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, now I'll be missing people.
Yeah.
I just don't like the one-way networking.
What you mean?
I don't need shit from them.
That's true.
Right. So it's like, okay.
Yeah. Are we really home? Like, if I'm talking to you, I really fool with you. I don't want nothing from you. I talk to you because I like you.
Yeah. Once again, because Craig, you were never at the bottom.
Yeah, we were struggling.
I see y'all there. I come visit, say hello, and go back to
set. Ew, I'm not too ill. Oh, yuck.
That shit was terrible,
all these locations you're talking
about. The crazy
about?
Part about Craig is that, and no one in the family is remotely arrogant, but Craig was like just crazy humble. I was like, when we started the podcast, I was like, hey man, I was afraid to ask. I was like, hey man, you want to do this podcast with me? And Tony just Craig was like, let's do this shit. Let's do
it. Without Mitch?
Yeah. And we're doing it in an attic. Remember, we're doing it like in an attic at What the Funny.
What the Funny, uh-huh. at Gower Lot.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, man.
That's what Will Rouse. Yeah, bro.
The Craig welcomed me with open arms the moment I met him.
Yeah.
I was like, he's a Wayans? Acting like this?
Craig was hella nice.
Yeah, Craig was chill.
Yeah, man. Somebody had a question.
I actually met
there.
Keon before all y'all.
Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah.
What's their question? Which decade do you think your comedy style would have made you a megastar?
Shit, 80s.
Anyone besides now.
Yeah.
In the 80s, I would have been
80s,
that
I'd have been out of here,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. One, they had to see one, me one 15 time.
15 minutes, nigga. I'm gone.
One time on Johnny Carson, 90s. Yeah.
80s and 90s.
Well, 80s, you don't think it might have been... You might have had a couple jokes that Johnny Carson might have been like, you can't do this.
No,
here,
I'm talking
DC.
About no. Early DC was corny.
Oh.
And kept it clean and good. And
also, we know how to
become
do both.
Dark and tainted.
You know, I do churches right now. I can do that.
Yeah. I can still do a church and rock out. My soul didn't get dark to.
Like Johnny Carson, you know how he always did this.
My soul didn't get dark.
When I did Last Comic, here, I had a set that was like, if I'd had that set on Last Comic in an earlier time, I'd have been out of there. ATM joke? Whoo.
Oh, yeah.
I ought to have been out of there.
Is it just me or does everybody seem like a sports guru out there? They be like, oh, well, you know, such and such has done such and such and such and such. All that talk, blah-bitty, blah-bitty, blah. Put your money where your mouth is. What you need to do is get yourself Prize Picks if you think you know everything. If you think you know everything, then do Prize Picks, baby. What is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the best place to turn your sports knowledge into cash. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Turn your playoff hot takes into tickets to basketball's championship series. Starting with the play in round, every lineup you make on Prize Picks will enter you into the Takes Two Ticket Sweepstakes, which could get you in a plus one and VIP trip to the ship. And by ship, we mean the championship. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today on Prize Picks. You guys know me. You know I know a thing or two about sports. Not only am I proving Keon wrong on a daily basis, but I've also paid a couple bills off these sports. So download the app today and use code ISSUES to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code ISSUES to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run yo game. Pistons.
Yeah. But
if I did, but before you say no in the 80s, I'd be huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd be huge.
I forgot about that bit.
I don't do that shit no more, bro.
Before had a TV show no. before you say
I, yeah,
no.
I would have a whole show, bro.
Oh, yeah.
In the 80s?
Shit.
Yeah.
Some of my
you
early seen stuff.
It, you have infomercials.
Yeah. You seen it before you say no, guy?
all my clean stuff I was doing early to do on those.
Doing them shows.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
You know, producing this show has taught me, because like I said, we do a 5 to 7 minute clean show. How many comedians can't do 5 minutes clean? It's crazy.
It's crazy, bro.
It's insane that.
Well, Comic View helped that become that way, because that's what they just thought comedy was. They
Def didn't Jam get
to go
and,
to
yeah.
all the other spots.
But every comedian,
but it's everybody though. White, black,
knows it's something hard. You know to do a clean set. You know to have one. But the fact that and I get when people go like, oh, I don't want to perform clean. I'm like, neither do I. I don't ever want to perform clean.
You know, I do like checks.
Yeah, I go like, but
clean people.
Clean people got
checks.
Money, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, but to not be able to be versatile, which was me early on.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was very much.
Yeah,
me
it's
early
not
on.
The desire to do it. It's just not to be able to,
when
not
you
to have
can't
that.
Do
yeah,
it,
that's crazy to me.
And also, I'm not talking. I'm talking about people been doing it a long time.
Right.
Yeah,
you can't go 5 minutes without cussing. That's crazy.
I'd have been an action hero in the '70s. I got hair on my chest.
Oh shit!
Craig just did his own stunt right now.
That was a reflex.
No, my mouth was closed. It did the
Craig.
Mouth
that's how I got
quick.
On casting couch.
Whoa!
Wait, what? How we get there?
Gargle to the top, baby.
To my family? Damn,
wild.
Man,
that's wild.
Craig, DC's wild. Like, back to molestation.
That was an old joke.
Man, times now is.
There's just so many different, so many jokes. They're still in jokes. They're filming the jokes. They're taking your joke and making remixes.
That's been going on. It made it really, really, because back in the day, comics would pull up on you, beat your ass, and you won't be doing that shit no more.
Right. You can't beat up the little kid in Idaho who done.
But then Comic View.
You got to go fly to his ass.
Comic View showed 8 people saying the same joke on the same stage.
That was bad. That was a bad deal for Comic View, wasn't it?
What's going on here?
Yeah.
And nobody, well, not that I knew of, nobody was getting mad at the other comics that did they joke.
They were like, that's ours.
To the point of, they mixed it in like, hey, how y'all doing? Anybody got kids? Then go over to the other person saying the rest. Like, God damn.
Having to DJ some jokes is crazy.
Because they would mix their set in as one voice pretty much.
That's crazy. Wild.
That means they were doing damn near the exact same.
But
joke.
Yeah, not being able
and
to
it did it as a compilation.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So I remember I saw somebody panic one time at the Ice House. We was all there in the green room, and they walked in. Show about to start in, I don't know, a couple minutes. Hey, by the way, this is a clean show. Okay. Nigga, people to my left and my right. Nobody told me this. They scrambling through their notepad. I don't know. So, like, when you say clean, what is that? Then the fact they didn't know what it meant. That was the most crazy
right.
to me. So does that mean, like, I just can't cuss? Or, like, can I still say, like, can I, like, do in the windows? Or can I get, like, okay, what if I just blank it? Like, don't say it. I'm like, what?
Clean
what
means nothing vulgar.
What are y'all doing,
no curse
bro?
Words.
I just started
you can still be dirty without saying a curse word.
Yeah.
Family's
got to
be smarter.
Family friendly.
With
just smart. It's just smarter. Like, it's
like
not.
A, like a.
You don't have to change your joke.
Like a Pixar film. Where you'd be like, how do they get away with these jokes in front of these kids?
Because they don't know. You can do clean and leave stuff out there. It's crazy that people cannot do it and not cannot. I remember I saw. Who was that? Forgot who it was. Yeah, I could do clean. Out the gate. Cussing. We was like, what? What? But I didn't say the dick part. It's like, nigga.
Might as well. We got to start cutting people's mics. So it's like, hey.
But yeah, that's just a skill that I was told early, though, to have.
Mm-hmm.
Big Kirk. Shout out to Kirk McHenry. He was like, when I started, he said, be able to host and be able to work clean, and you'll always make money. And he was like, and be able to go first. Nobody wants to go first.
Nobody, mm-hmm.
make that
Nobody wants to host.
Man.
And people can't work clean. If you could do those 3 things, you're good to go. So I started out doing churches. And who want to go first? I'll go first. If we want to host, I'll host it. And I would do all that shit early.
No, cool. I love going first in L.A.
I love going first.
Like, yes.
Let me get the hell out of here.
Get back home to the kids.
Yeah, let me get the hell out of here.
You get the audience while they're fresh. You might get a couple orders going in, but for the most part,
no. Back in the day, you used to want to go in the middle or last. I wonder why they hot, but now you're like, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here.
I always wonder why people still don't want to. When I produce a show, they'd be like, I don't want to go first. I'd be like, first off, I'm going first. And if you can't ride this, that's crazy. I was like, if you can't ride this,
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you I want to go first and tell you I got to be somewhere and then stay. And be like, this is fun. I'm having a good time. When you're done with your set, you'd be like, it's cool. I'm just hanging out. I'm giving me a drink. Watch everybody deal with this.
I do not mind going first. Matter of fact, I'll be texting Cotty if I show up somewhere early, and I'll be like, I'm fucking last. Uh-huh. Like, I'll be hella mad, bro. I'll be like, let me go first.
I would hate going on last, because that's when it seems like the crowd, when all the liquor kick in, when niggas start looking for their keys,
depends on how strong you are.
Around, yeah, it's not bad.
Somebody ain't got some money.
If you're a vet, whatever.
And I think that's, to Chaz's point, that's the problem. It's not people having a problem going last or first or can't work clean. When you've been doing it this long, you still can't do these things. You can't pivot. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, you're still nervous about going first.
10 plus years?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's something like, dog.
You can't work clean and all that. That's crazy.
When I did Chaz's show, I was just mad at him that he wanted me to work clean. I was just like, yo, you irritate me right now.
I don't want to be clean either.
I was like, I just don't want to be confined.
I get it. I didn't want to do it.
But he didn't put your name in that either. You just threw yourself.
I'd be struggling, bro.
No, I know.
Because he can do it. Yeah. Like, he just don't want to.
I just don't feel like today.
I get it.
Real life be hitting you. Be like, I don't feel like being like, oh, good. Thank God.
God's good. And then I'll be off the cuff so much. I'll be like, I can't say this. I mean, the mind times I'd be like, like, oh, I don't want to say this. I got a great pussy joke right now.
Cooter cat. Uh-huh.
I've done clean so much now. My clean low key is just like,
is this
my
nice?
Because I've learned you can kind of still be an ass.
You very much
you just gotta be. It's family friendly, but like I be on them ships, bro. It's the family friendly show. I'll be like, let me tell y'all something right now. Ain't none of these jokes for these kids. I don't care about none of these kids.
Right.
I hope I was like, y'all just gonna miss some of these jokes. I do not care. I'm not here to perform for you. You don't pay for nothing. You're a freeloader. None of the parents wanted to bring you. Like, I'm that person out the gate. And the parents be dying, but it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, they didn't want to bring you here.
It's clean, yeah.
And I was like, it's just a crime if they leave you at home.
Definitely using that when I get on the ship.
Yeah,
definitely. It's a good opener.
I go right in and
it's
like,
a great open.
Oh, you were great. Everything I talk about in regular life, I'm still sarcastic. I'm still straight shooter. I just don't be cussing. I don't talk about sex.
Is it still in a joke if you say someone's joke and then you pay homage to them, like while they're on stage?
Like Michael Collier.
Yes, it's still.
He shot the Chaz out there, man. He's a joke. But you whisper the so he whispered the shout out.
He was like, "That's an old Red Fox joke."
Yeah. Yeah. Chaz, at least you gave him credit, bro.
That's what's crazy. It's like with Michael Collier. It's like it ain't like he's saying it's his. He go up there and say, "This is so and so joke," and then do it. So it's like, what do you do?
I seen him. It is still many a night with other people's stuff. It was like, man. You keeping it alive. You like an encyclopedia for these
How do you
jokes?
Remember all them jokes?
But
I can't even remember my jokes, bro. How do you remember everybody else's jokes?
I know.
That's crazy. How many times you have to watch
and
remember
it? You know what it becomes? It becomes a cover band for comedians, bro.
Yeah.
He's just doing a cover. Because if you give him credit, I go like, yeah, man, it's like, all right, guys, I'm going to do this old...
but how many times do you have to watch everybody
else? Do the joke first. Without before you no heads up, you do the joke first and then be like, yeah, that was Chaz, man.
Well, when you say a fire quote, don't you quote the person after?
That's actually Michael Collier.
Maya Angelou.
Michael Collier said this on one of the shows. He said that he was taking so many jokes at one point. He performed.
Oh, he owned it?
He performed one of Keenan's jokes in front of him at a Living Color audition. And Keenan was like, get the fuck out of here.
Dude,
don't bring him back here
bro.
No more. Later on, he apologized, but
that's wild, bro.
That's crazy.
At an audition, he was like, nigga, that's my
But how
shit.
Do you how do you memorize somebody's jokes like that?
There's some people that well, they said Robin Williams, he wouldn't steal your joke.
But he'll
but when
pay
he's
you for
doing
it.
Press and stuff. He just always had something from somewhere that he just say it and not be thinking, oh, wait, I heard that here, I heard that.
But I heard he used to bully, like, he'd pay you, like, I'm taking this, but here's money for it, but I'm going to do it.
When you confront him, I heard he'd pay you.
Yeah. After the fact.
Yeah. He was still, they said he was hacksaw.
Which is crazy because he's so talented.
Yeah.
He was so talented.
Yeah. He was talented with the energy and the charisma.
Yeah,
his
and the voices.
His brain was so fast,
bro. Right.
Yeah.
those jokes sometimes they come quicker.
That's severe ADD in that
and
brain.
And then back in the day, it was way easier to steal.
Oh,
some
it was
shit.
Wild Wild West. You couldn't prove it.
There was no tape of it.
You go to LA one time and then go back to Kentucky and do that.
Man with Andrew Dice Clay Hall say,
hey, and nobody knew.
Hey, it was crazy. I told you I did that shit in elementary school. I did Andrew Dice Clay. Yeah. I was like, Mary, Mary, Craig, Trey, Shay, that pussy's too there. Hey, hey. That's me.
Craig, you're the funniest. Yeah.
Comedy.
Shut up, bitch.
Stand-up comedy is how the internet is now. Mm-hmm. Where you just take some shit and nobody knows where it came from. West. And it's the wild, wild west, bro. It's crazy.
But back in the day, like I said, they pull up on you. Yeah. There wasn't cameras in everybody's hands.
I wish somebody would pull up on me over a meme.
I'd be like, what?
That might have been
you put ADC. Your face it on was... top of that thing. Like, I have my face on top of that. And I appreciate you using the green screen the same
and the
way
meme
I
that they
the
stole
screen.
From somebody.
Yeah, they didn't got it from somebody.
That's all the niggas now are doing is they putting a caption up that you didn't see 1,000 times and drinking coffee or some shit. Yeah. Like, you didn't do shit.
You didn't do something. They getting views off that.
Views bro. And money. They getting paid, bro. Oh, somebody else's idea and jokes.
It's time for me to tap in.
I'll be reading the comments because people are starting to like, you know, call people out. Like, it was funnier when the other guy did it. Or, you know, you're stealing. And people are like, it's the internet. So what? It's like, nigga, they're making money off this.
Oh, right.
If they weren't making money.
The original person gets money, right?
The person that's sharing it gets money. Now they've changed it to where, like, IG has started, you will get paid if somebody, like a collab. Like, you getting paid. You get your royalties kind of like.
Yeah.
And they're starting to do, if they see, like, my one I did with Keelan, that he did the voiceover, the single dad.
Yeah.
The, you know, whose son is that? That one got used so much. People was doing the voiceovers or whatever, whatever.
Oh.
That IG start, they put me as the original. So if you click on like the thing, it's my sound. And then they started taking people's, they wouldn't
so
let
they
them.
Ripped your voice. They ripped your
voice.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, but they okay. weren't, what they would do is now what they're doing is, so let's say you took it and used it.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to give you the views. They're going to funnel people to my page to watch the original.
That's fair.
So they started doing that.
You know
what's
not fair? There's so many people doing shit from my movies and TV shows over the year.
Yeah.
I don't see a damn cent.
No, you don't.
And we were talking about that with Sean, how, Nick Cannon picked up the baby thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to pick my son up.
That shit went viral.
Yeah.
You didn't see a dime.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy because everybody remember that part from the movie.
Yeah.
You know what? You can. I mean, there's options that you can be like, oh, I don't want this to be the audio to be shared, or I don't want this to be able to be remixed. Like, you can do that, but also it'll kill your virality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're like, I want this shit to get out.
But now what you can do now is like, because I'll be telling. You can go on YouTube. I don't care. I'll be telling, bro. You can go on YouTube and IG.
My alley.
And you can go. You can
get you
see your shit. You go and claim it. And then you run it through the system and they'll take their shit down. And keep yours up. And then if anything else pops up, because you have to show proof that when you did it first. So you put the link of your date when you did it first. And anybody who shares your shit after, you can take it out and they'll take it down. And then everyone that it comes up, they'll send you an email like, do you want this taken down too? So everybody who used my shit, I have it taken down.
I'm like,
yeah. And it's not because you're using it. I'm looking at, you're making money off this.
Making money,
making money.
Right.
You didn't do this.
Right.
Like, off of my work.
Off my work.
My talent.
So I'll be telling. I'll be like, yep, that's mine. Take it down.
I get it.
I'll be telling.
As you should.
It's trash. Like, he did it.
Need a little more boom boom in the bedroom? Then have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering Chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong it'll knock your socks off. And your neighbor's socks off. These guys are wild. You have to move towns with the amount of noise you'll be making. Blue Chew Max has arrived, and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. The combo acts fast and lasts. Guys, be ready when she needs it, and get your first month of Blue Chew free. Great sex is a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in USA and prepped and shipped directly to your door. The best part? It's all done online. That means no visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Because that's embarrassing. Hey, what you in line for? just a little sick. So make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try our first month of Blue Chew free. When you use promo code ISSUES, just pay $5 shipping. That's it, baby. That's promo code ISSUES. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Appreciate y'all, Blue Chew. Boing.
You did it.
You want to do any of these questions?
What practical...
What questions they got in there?
I see this one. This one we kind of answer a lot. What profession do you think you would do if you...
Yeah, we did that already.
Yeah, we did that question. Didn't there more up there?
Yeah, we've done that. It was one up.
What practical superpower would you choose to make your daily life easier or better?
Why does that do... What is practical and superpower? I feel like those don't go together.
Yeah, what's a... Yeah, what's a...
What's like a practical
what's a
superpower?
Practical like, example of practical. Yeah.
You could clean up fast.
Yeah, like, what's a...
Slightly faster speed.
Like, what's a practical... What does practical superpower mean? Because I feel like if it's a superpower...
Can I fly or can I not
gonna
fly?
It's
going
to be wild.
You can fly for short distances.
Enhance normal ability. So, like, speed?
Like, strength?
Strength. Jumping?
Can I fly?
Can I jump like the Hulk?
Flying doesn't sound like...
Mental capabilities?
Yeah.
Like, jump a little bit?
Ooh, can I be psychic? Telekinesis?
What does that mean? Enhance normal ability.
Can I read minds?
Talk faster, write faster.
Oh.
If I could run, how fast we talk? Like, can I do flash speed?
That sounds like more than practical.
Yeah.
I wish I could write faster.
Oh, I get that. Talk faster, write faster.
I might have to go with Craig. Clean faster.
If I could write faster, I would do that.
Type faster.
I want to just be able to think.
If I could put it down as soon as I think it,
yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah, I want to do that,
so
but without the actual writing
thing.
Part. I just want to think it and it all goes. Yeah, I want to do that.
Well, is
that practical?
That won't count because
it's
not practical.
Olympic level
that's
speed. Oh, so, so it has to be human ability. Yeah. So
Olympic level speed is doable. That's not even superhuman anymore. It's human.
Yeah, but it's not for us. So it's our, what we would change, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Any thought instantly in the paper. Man, oh, he gave you that. That's telekinesis. That?
Let me get that one.
I'm flying.
Is that, is that Ernest Doyle?
You know how many scripts I'd have done every day?
What name is that, Mamir? Mamir?
Yeah, Ernest Doyle.
Ernest Doyle.
Oh, Doyle rules. Anybody?
Oh, that's one of my favorite. Well, it's not one of my favorite
Billy
Adam
Madison,
but
yeah, Billy Madison.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I watch that so much.
The boys been on a hype. So we just watched Mr. Deeds, Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore.
You know, an underrated one they would like?
What?
Click.
Click is great. That's one of my
Click
favorites.
Great. I love Click. Click doesn't get enough credit.
I own
credit
that one.
For,
I bought
yeah,
that
I
one.
I love Click. Click doesn't get enough credit for Adam.
I got that on Blu-ray. It's a little less silly, but it's good.
Yeah, Click was
when he kept pantsing Rudy.
Right.
It was hilarious. Slapping people.
Yeah, Click is solid.
That movie was dope. If I watched it now, I probably would break down.
Are you gonna let them
I got
watch,
kids and
yeah.
shit.
You're going to let them watch Eight Crazy... was it Eight Crazy
Reindeer?
What
that's the technical valve? That's shit funny, bro. Is his seizures?
Is that... Which one, is that Eight Crazy...
Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah.
The Christmas Hanukkah movie. One. Yeah.
Hanukkah movie.
Oh, yeah.
Hanukkah
yeah.
How dare you? It's a holiday movie.
What's Adam's biggest movie?
I'm guessing Happy.
I want to say Waterboy.
Oh, that was big.
Waterboy is bigger than Happy Gilmore?
I'm going to say Waterboy or...
Happy.
No, the one
damn sure it wasn't Lil Nicky.
Damn sure it wasn't Lil Nicky.
Lil Nicky's better than people
it's
think.
It's trash,
oh,
bro.
You guys
it's
tripping.
Terrible.
Lil
Nicky's big trash.
Why do you hate... Why do you like something everybody else hates? Why? You like, ugh, that movie was so bad. It was... It's like it won 18 Oscars. Ugh.
That, no, music, I'm like that, but... With movies, I'm normally pretty. Little Nicky was not bad. It's one of those you have to go back to and watch
what's the,
again.
I watched it. What's the one with the kid? You just said it.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. I think that
Bigger
one
than,
or Waterboy.
Either Waterboy.
I'm guessing.
Actually, I think it might have been Billy Madison.
No, I don't think it's bigger than those.
That was the one that launched it.
Wasn't 50 First Dates pretty good?
Because I think by the time he did.
Are we talking about grossing?
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then,
was that his first one or second one?
Second one.
Then he has other stuff, but it's like, it wasn't just him. Like, you know, like the Grown Ups, Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Waterboy.
Deuce Bigelow. He's such a lovable dude on camera.
Happy Gilmore is so great, bro.
Deuce Bigelow. Damn, that's a
Click did
bitch.
Good, though.
Click was fire.
Yeah, I remember Click was like 100 million.
Jack
right?
and Jill.
I'm still terrible. Waiting for that car to come out.
The Click car?
Yeah.
You sound like me and the hoverboard from Back to the Future.
One day.
Oh, I know you're gonna have these
I
hoverboards.
I hate that they had these wheels and they try to call them hoverboards.
Flying bastards. I was like, this ain't that.
If you're a big boy like me, you can have a little rough time with some draws at times. Sometimes underwear don't always fit. Sometimes they chafe. Sometimes a little tight in the thigh area. You know what I mean? Because I'm thick. Not the best compliment for a dude. However,
Skims has you covered. Wearing Skims, man, is one of the softest things I've worn. There's no chafing. I did an entire show walking back and forth. Not a single problem, not an itch, not a bump, not a nothing. Some of you don't have this problem, don't know what I'm talking about. Get it from you. I'm so thin and fit. But for some of us, we have a real issue. And you know who took care of me? Skims, baby. I'm not going to lie. When I first heard that Skims was doing dude underwear, I was like, this can't be true. This can't be a thing that's happening. But man, I'm pleasantly surprised, man. I'm supported in the places I need to be supported. And it's soft in the places it needs to be soft. So do yourself a favor. Shop Skims Men's at skims.com and Skims stores. Let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast and a survey, and select our show in a drop-down menu that follows. Skims is also the official underwear partner of the NBA, WNBA, and USA Basketball.
This ain't that.
I said, this Michael has wheels.
Michael J. Fox was off the ground. Off the ground.
Wait, they actually have one created. It just needs a special floor.
But we're getting there.
I think there are some out there, but that shit is dangerous.
I understand why they don't also be solid. Doing this stuff, though. We can't run and drive on the ground. They're not going to do flying cars. We can't drive on the 405.
That's like, all coming.
Y'all see the test video, right?
The Aeromobile's coming.
Yeah, but they
y'all saw the test video of the guy who took off in the car?
I didn't see it.
Oh, it's a thing.
The one with the fans around it, and it lifts up.
Yeah, I did see that, he took off, and it is coming. I mean, it's probably like, they got good.
It's going to be a couple people to die first.
Good. Get them out the way.
Yeah, get them out the way. They can't drive on the ground.
Hitting trees.
Imagine drinking and driving in the air.
Come on. It's probably be safer up there.
We're going to have helicabs.
No, because they got to fall.
They have the helicopter.
I'm sure there's a button to push to land.
Nah, I think drunk.
It's going to be auto. Wait, it's going to be so auto.
Telephone poles.
Yeah, it's going to be auto.
Tearing up shit.
We losing people at the FAA. We can't control what's in the damn airplanes. And then you're going to let people get in cars and fly?
Jeez. It's coming.
Dumbasses.
We're going to need a bigger FAA. What is it? FHA, FAA?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about technology, bro. It's like once something's discovered, it goes fast, like just like look how fast the internet boom, look how fast cell phones been like evolving.
Wait, internet kind of took a long time, bro.
But I mean, but like once it hits, you go like, oh, we can do
it. More about when they decided to let it be a consumer thing.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, of course, the shit around like they got jets that sit still in the air.
When
the thing is like flying cars, it doesn't make sense because they're like, there's no reason for us.
Of course, it makes sense.
It does.
Of course, it does.
It's just something to be like, it's cool.
Why do you trust humans?
Wait a second. Humans have done a lot, bro.
But like, why do you have
humans have come around?
How many stupid. Did they
get, you're gonna have the good with the bad in anything. It's gonna happen. That's a part of it.
It's gonna be
the thing about
terrible.
The diseases thing that's is like we see it. Now we've got people regressing talking about their child died to measles and they were like we still wouldn't give them the vaccine to bring them back. Like that's insane.
There are
that's
stupid people, but also how many more people have measles been eradicated? Polio. I'm like there's a ton of
measles. Not eradicated.
Penicillin's been around for how long?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the mirror. I barely trust the pilot flying.
Bro,
Delta.
I don't it's trust people to let alone a nigga
pretty much
flying in the air.
There's accidents every day.
You're 100% right.
You can't trust that either.
They're gonna link it to MapQuest and all that.
The thing is, like, it's dumb, bro. Every time there's something that's like a self kind of thing, it takes away the liability, and that's really what the companies want. That's why you can't sue Tesla for the self-driving thing because it's a fucking beta program.
You got to have insurance for it.
Yeah, and it's a beta program. So then it's like when there's stuff, and it's plenty of stories out
you
there where it's crashed and shit or drove off somewhere.
Oh, you can't sue Tesla for the self-driving?
It's a beta. It's an opt-in kind of thing.
You're still responsible for it. But like Tesla offers me.
We told you we can do this.
But I have insurance. Yeah, but I can get insurance for it. So if my car runs off by itself and hits
somebody. What about them? Wait, the Waymo? What them? The Waymo?
Waymo. No, I'm not.
I still want to drive. I want to get in one. They don't come out to the valley yet.
You guys understand, man. You're not gonna be able to stop this. This is like trying to stop AI. Like it's not happening. We're not gonna be able to stop it. It's gonna just keep evolving. Like all technology does. All it does is evolve. People used to hate putting their credit cards on the internet, right? Now we keep it on our phone. This is just what's going to happen. There will be flying cars. It's gonna happen. Everybody's gonna be like, no, I remember we used to drive on roads. You're gonna sound old as shit angry. Back in my day, you get in the car.
The thing is, like, there's a difference
it's
between
gonna sound old and angry.
The difference between a flying car and a hovering
it's
car.
It's coming. It's
I
coming.
I see hovering. I don't see flying.
They've
I don't
had
see flying in my lifetime.
Though, in
it's
the military
coming.
For a long while.
Yeah, that's why. I, the one that goes like, from yeah, land I know. Like the military got hella shit, but I'm talking about like
just
general
bitter
people.
Mad.
You're just gonna.
It's gonna be
but,
like,
oh, he's prisoner. Hey, slow down.
But the thing is, it's not about that. Every time we talk about technology, Chad is all for it.
And it's coming. What are you gonna do to stop it?
But we're always like. people are so fucking dumb. We don't need, like, you're always like, we need it too. We don't need a lot of this shit.
You're gonna, you, hey, you
I'm
are,
all
bro.
Because
to be able to get somewhere, the technology's gonna get better. It's gonna get faster. Going from LA to New York, you can do it in your own car instead of buying an $800 plane ticket somewhere.
No, the cars
it's
are
all
gonna,
gonna
the
get
cars are not move gonna make that fast.
Wait, wait a second. You guys are talking about today. This is what you guys do. You guys always talk about today. Well, I'm in the future. Me and Kanye.
When this stuff happens, you won't be here. That's why you don't give a shit.
We'll just warp over to
warping. You're way away from where you're thousands of years.
Hey, well, if you could go forward, I could go forward. Yes. You can't just go forward that much. You
within
want to
the
go
next
forward.
100 years, bro, it's gonna.
We're not gonna be here.
Wait, you gonna go to the
if
future?
If you're talking about
hypothetically?
That, that's who I won't be here. I won't give a shit. I'm only concerned coming. About technology in our lifetime.
It is in your lifetime already. It's coming.
I'm not entirely sure if something will go from where we are now, because we already 80, 90 miles an hour and shit like that, to something they'd be like, we'll go from LA to New York in a reasonable time, and this is gonna let regular people do it.
It's coming.
I'm not saying impossible. I'm just saying look we're
how,
not going to see it.
And look
our
how long stuff takes.
So
like he said, the internet's been a thing since the 60s.
When did planes come out? This is in the 20s or 40s? When planes before that, before the 20s, 1900 something like that, right? Right? Okay, so
no, not true. If you look back to ancient Egypt,
by the time they had the first flight.
When did commercial airlines
you're talking about the Wright brothers?
Yeah, the Wright brothers.
Or are you talking about back
1918-ish?
When...
I feel like it was around 1903.
Okay. 1903. I'm going to see when they first broke the sound barrier. Okay.
1914 is when commercial flights started.
Well, then that's not true information either.
That's 11 years later?
Yeah. But we're still doing that, though.
Okay, right. We're still doing that. But look
we're
how
not
fast.
Space caught flights.
Look how
mean?
Fast.
Like, it's 100 years later, and we still flying regular
no, no,
planes.
No. Flights weren't.
No, we did have. We
did
they
barely got Wi Fi on these
planes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, he be talking like this shit happening tomorrow. Right. Like, this shit is a long ways away.
Here's what you're missing. Look at that. 1903 to 1914. So within 11 years, commercial flights, not being able to fly at all, to 11 years later, commercial flights are taking passengers.
Sorry. Modern passenger service across the ocean didn't start till 1945.
Still, even if you're going within local a nation, flights. that's a short amount
Wait,
of time.
Across the ocean when?
45.
From something to never exist to the time to take people somewhere in 11 years is really fast technology.
It is. That's fast.
But that's what happens with everything. My electric car, the first one I had 80 miles. Mine now has 300. Now they have 600 ones. Like, these things progress fast.
I don't be knowing. Because they've been talking about that train from L.A. to Vegas.
Since.
LA to
the politics.
Bay.
That's his
point. That's Amir's point. It's like, they going to hold off some shit because they don't trust people to, or it's going to be money.
The thing is, you can hold it off
human,
until you can.
If everybody was just as cool about shit benefiting everybody as it should, then there's a lot of shit that we would have been progressed by now. But the thing is, people get in their own way because they don't want somebody else to enjoy some other shit, because then it's like, well, if they got it, then
it's
what are they going to do
no
with
more.
It?
Well, it's also, we make this much money from what we're doing regular. We don't want to make our cars fly. Yeah. We make enough money with them on the ground.
Right.
Now,
the flying car is going to be expensive as shit. Just flat out. It's going to be damn near, the thing is, like, I get it. Like, I'm not saying it's never going to happen. What I'm saying is,
will. It's coming.
Hey, big screen TVs were expensive as fuck when they came out.
Now they're $200.
Shit scales down. Like, obviously, all of that stuff scales down, but I'm just saying,
automobiles.
But a big screen TV ain't killing nobody. You know what I mean? Like, that's
when y'all say flying cars, how high are we talking?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what?
10,000 feet, baby. Altitude.
It's going to kill your
cruising speed.
These niggas is dying, bro. Everybody
dying,
bro.
I wasn't thinking that high.
Everybody dying, bro.
You can be honking that plane.
10,000 is wild.
That's too high,
bro.
Everybody dying.
That's too high.
Anything is too high.
I'm thinking like a little 10 feeter, like 10 feet, 11 feet.
I was like 50 feet.
That's what I'm saying. That's a hover.
Above the cars.
Yeah.
No, you guys are
like how the cars go on.
I'm talking about tree level. Like,
no, we're gonna have cities in the sky eventually.
So much things that have to change, like structurally. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying it's impossible, but the shit that we have now works. So adding in new shit that's as crazy, because it's just like the flying car shit is just like.
Nigga, all it takes is one dumbass to fall on a power line. It's over, bro.
And then they're just going to make changes. Okay.
And then don't let the wind get to blowing.
It's over. Different game. Well, you can't drive in the goddamn rain.
The
rain
wind
in
come
the
along
sky?
Is like, we can't drive today. Somebody be like, man, fuck that. I'm flying. And
you're going to have them people.
You're going to have casualties in any progression.
You're
right, Chad. It's just more about like what they're going to sacrifice. More people will die in a flying car than they would on a damn road.
I think more people die in car crashes than airplane crashes right now.
Well, there's a reason
but
for
there's
that
only one person
it's not regular
flying
people.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, like, it's not
if
regular
everybody
people.
Was
hey,
flying
let's stick
it.
To the facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course there's more people that die in cars. There's more people that drive cars.
Yeah.
It's coming, guys. All right.
It's so, like the safest form of travel.
You guys got your long socks on already at your senior slam at Denny's. Eating your one egg, one.
I love tech. That's my shit. But I'm, at the same time, I'm, you know, skeptical of certain shit just because it's just like letting certain people do certain shit. Man, just
yeah, like, okay, for purpose, like, I like guns. I don't think everybody should have one.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? I like, yeah, flying cars. I don't think most of these niggas should have it. I don't trust. Humans are fucking retarded, bro.
Flying cars, but it's just like, we already got a problem with niggas on the ground.
Yeah.
We can't address
humans,
this.
Humans
you
are trash.
You're going to have to get your little license. You get a little Cessna license, whatever the hell it is.
They're going to have to be extremely more strict on that than they do than driving license. For it,
bro. everything gets faster. Everything gets better. Everything gets smaller. And everything gets cheaper with technology. Automobiles used to be so expensive, only few people could do it. People couldn't afford to go on planes.
A lot of that shit got cheaper not because of what we're doing here in America. We're fucking over our partners. Them niggas, the cheap shit. Asia.
Oh.
This shit ain't gonna be cheap for long if we keep putting up these tariffs and shit. We got China, Japan, and Korea coming together and being like,
time to buy American made cars. American
made flying cars. I ain't getting rid of my car. The Eagle is coming.
Those Chinese EVs are shitting on American cars.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Like,
Honda and Toyota.
If we never have them, we'll never miss them.
Uh huh.
I have both. I have a Honda and a Honda.
But those electric ones are crazy. There's a Chinese one that's crazy.
Y'all can mess up all y'all want to. I'm doing Toyota and Honda, baby.
That's why they put them tariffs on them to make sure that you can't get them over here. You're going to pay them
double
to get it.
You'll get your Lucid. You'll get your Tesla. Is Tesla considered American-made?
It is 1,000% American-made.
That's all we need.
But see how expensive those are. But the thing is,
they might not
Tesla
be selling those.
They have some
Tesla
cheaper ones right now.
Tesla had to compete with what China got, they lose. I'm telling you.
Hey, they're trying to bring that over here.
Yeah. They're going to get
They better not let that come over here.
They're trying not to.
They can't. The thing is, America not going to let it happen because that is a... The thing is, it's like we talk about capitalism breeds
That's why him and Elon so tight now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's an American thing.
Elon's on his dick like, please don't let them
Trump had to make a whole, basically a commercial out in front of the White House talking about Tesla. It's like,
he
it's
also
so strange.
Made it, didn't he make it some sort of crime to deface a Tesla?
Yes.
Yeah, like federal
domestic
crime?
Terrorist.
Good.
Charge
that is fucked up that people doing that though. Just somebody bought a car.
That's
don't
a
mean
hate
you need
crime.
You need to fuck up their shit.
I'm just wondering how many like people.
But a domestic terrorist charge for that shit, bro, get the fuck out of here. It's at worst.
We should charge them to the highest max treason. If you mess up a Tesla,
some of these people don't deserve the treatment they get. There's no reason you should just go up and throw shit on somebody.
Right? What they do?
Yeah, don't shit on my car, guys.
They didn't know the
Chaz deserves it for sure.
You should know better. That homeless dude you beat up might get you with some shit on your car.
I'm Team America.
He's not even gonna do that. He's gonna cough on the handles. Chaz be like, oh, my fuck car is fine.
You got it.
And then he coughs on the handle.
If I see a dude cough on the handle, oh, you got it. It's yours now. Here's the key, you dirty bitch.
Just down by the handle.
You won. Oh,
I got his butt cheeks on it.
I got to sign it over. That's it. That's
I think it was more so they was focused on the stuff that's going on at
the
dealership.
Put his ass on the glass on the top.
the sunroof. Wiggling, too. Wiggling. Leave a street.
Scooting
across the street. Right across the top, bro.
Oh, my bird shit was bad.
He like,
yeah. That's what you get.
That's what you get, buddy.
Supporting Nazis.
I didn't know.
I went by. I was driving by, and there was a rally against Teslas. And I just happened. I was on it was in Burbank, pretty much Glendale, but off of what's that street? San Fernando. But I was
anywhere. It's a dealership.
Glen Oaks.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And I was driving by, and I saw the all rich dealer Trump, and I was like, like, yeah, you.
And just left real quick.
Every dealership they doing a little protest.
Yeah,
they had a pretty
it's
big
at
one.
The dealerships, not just Teslas.
Yeah, domestic terrorist charges at the when you do stuff at the dealership.
I want it everywhere.
I mean, the thing is, Teslas have. Though. Like 8 cameras on it. It's always recording.
Yeah. I can't stop.
They just gonna film the nigga doing it.
Yeah,
I can't
stop
smiling and fucking
it up.
Yeah,
I'll be worried when I park somewhere and I come back. I'm like, please don't be spray painted with dicks all over this thing.
It's really. They seem to be really doing
messed
the
up. It's like you have no dog in the fight. You're a casualty of war.
I didn't know. I got it before. I didn't know. I thought he was a good dude. I didn't know.
He pump faked a lot of folks.
Oh yeah. Elon Musty Musk.
Yeah.
Musty Musk.
The little, the hell, whatever thing he did.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah,
I don't even know
the
salute.
So
hard. Man, I just seen him on the road with Dave Chappelle.
Who's on the road with Dave Chappelle?
Telling people.
Elon went on Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle's tour for a while.
For real?
It was all
Dave Chappelle brought out Elon Musk, and
he got booed.
I remember that.
This is recently or
San Francisco like
2020.
Yeah, I remember that.
Why'd they boo?
Because he's Elon Musk.
Come on. That's the thing. People knew. That. People are aware of his antics long ago. Yeah. And then everybody's
no
like,
idea.
Everybody kept telling me, he's like, you're crazy. And I was like, I'm telling you, this dude is fucking, this dude is the problem. I'm and then now we see, oh, true colors.
I thought it was some sort of mistake. And I'm like, oh, he was there. I think he was there the night that the dude rushed the stage.
In LA?
I didn't know somebody rushed the stage.
In LA. Hollywood to Chappelle.
Oh.
For Chappelle.
He might have been.
Yeah.
They're supposedly like
he was in
friends.
The back that day. Yeah, and I was like, oh, he's a cool dude. He out here hanging with Chappelle.
I know. That's usually how it goes. It's always the same thing people was probably say about Trump back in the day.
Oh.
He cool. He had hotels.
Let's get out of here. DC starving. I'm hungry. Yeah. I got food the whole time.
I'm man. Hungry, man.
I got food or women. I was like, either one of them.
Nah, yeah. Where you going to be, DC?
April 18th, Philadelphia, Live Event Center. April 19th, Goodyear Theater, Akron, Ohio. Wild Child Tour.
Flappers, May 2nd. Pull up to that. Chicago, May 4th. Detroit, May 10th, both at the Comedy Bar. L.A. Comedy Club in Vegas, the 12th through the 18th, shooting my comedy special.
Hey!
The 17th and the 18th, so pull up for that. House of Comedy in Vancouver, the 29th through June 1st. That I got coming up in May. KeonPulley.com, and my link tree has all my stuff on it, my dates and all that good stuff. Look out for Brutally Honest. I think that's it.
Isn't your show called something else now?
What?
Or has it changed it from Brutally
Wildly Inappropriate? Yeah, it's Which Wildly Inappropriate. It? It used to be Brutally Honest. Sorry.
Oh, I got you. There you go.
Yeah, Wildly Inappropriate.
He said that last.
I was on autopilot.
I was like, that don't sound like
that's Wildly,
what the name
yeah,
is
Wildly
now.
Inappropriate. Check that out, and then I think that's it.
I should have went and got Brutally Honest with mad people come over. All right. You can find me in St. Louis. April 11th to the 13th. You said we're past that. In. April 25th, we're Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank with Shantae Waynes. May 8th through the 10th. North Carolina Comedy Club at Ducksworth. Come on, guys. I'm trying to promo myself.
Sorry.
May 29th. No one's coming anyway. May 29th, not for me, to the 31st. Watching DC Comedy Loft. Yeah, I'll be there.
That's what upstairs or downstairs?
I don't know. I've never been. I have no idea. And then Lacroni Chaz up on all platforms. Always growing, always great. Appreciate y'all. Yeah.
Craigery.
At Craig Wayans on Craig everything. Didn't forget about the scary movie auditions. Working on that. Just got to get permission from the film company.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We'll be giving you an update on that.
Big time. Chat, y'all was dope today. Appreciate y'all putting up.
Yeah, appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all so much.
And we out.